service.
Hey guys, this is Jake, and I want to tell you about a brand new podcast from my company Double Elvis in collaboration with Volume.com called The Singer's Talk. This show is based on the book of the same name written by Jason Thomas Gordon, the singer and drummer for the LA rock band King Size. And just like the book, The Singer Talk podcast features in-depth, illuminating conversations with some of the most iconic singers of all time, discussing the one thing they're never asked about, their voices. So whether you're a singer or a music fan, you're going to get a wild inside look at how your favorite vocalists approach singing live and in the studio. This is a fascinating podcast. These are raw, intimate conversations with incredible artists like Thom Yorke, Norah Jones, Roger Daltrey, Geddy Lee, and so many more. Also, interviews with bandmates and producers of singers that are no longer with us, like Prince, Janis Joplin, Chris Cornell, and Nina Simone. That's The Singer's Talk. You can search for it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know the drill, wherever you get your podcasts. Give it a follow or check it out on volume.com/The Singer's Talk. Disgraceland is brought to you by Disgraceland All Access. Disgraceland All Access membership is your chance to support the show and get ad-free listening, an exclusive scripted episode every month, and exclusive bonus content every week, plus access to an always-on chat with me and your fellow discos. Visit disgracelandpod.com/membership and sign up today. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm excited to get into this bonus after-party episode here. We've got Halloween season starting to kick in and all kinds of spooky and evil Disgraceland stuff that we're discussing. More on that shortly, along with some notes on You God, which is our latest episode in our serialized Wu-Tang Clan series. I want to thank all you guys for taking the time to ride this Wu-Tang train with us. ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, is up next. Then we wrap the season with episodes on Masta Killa and GZA, and then move headfirst into some pretty killer Halloween-themed Disgraceland episodes, which super excited to talk to you guys about here in the bonus after-party ep. Just a heads up that over in the Badlands feed this week, you can hear the trailer for our newest season, Season 9. David Lynch, Phil Hartman, got a lot of cool stuff planned for you over there this season in Badlands, so make sure you're following or subscribing to Badlands, my other podcast that I host, wherever you guys get your podcasts. All right, let's get into this here bonus episode. Hey, discos. Need a little more Disgraceland in your life? Just a touch to get you through? Yeah, me too. This is the podcast that comes after the podcast. Welcome to Disgraceland, the after party. Welcome to the Disgraceland bonus episode, a little thing we like to call the after party. This is the show after the show, the party after the party, the bridge to get you from one full episode of Disgraceland to the other, the backyard to dig into the dirt. On this episode, we are talking about, among other things, You God and our continued serialized season on Wu-Tang Clan, Boston and New York hardcore, Halloween, and what I want from you guys. Hint, it rhymes with, I want your skulls. And of course, your voicemails, texts, DMs, and more. And as always, a whole lot of Rosie. All right, discos, let's get into it. Yes, 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 we are back with another After Party bonus episode as we release Chapter 7 of our serialized Wu-Tang Clan saga here in Disgraceland this week. Chapter 7 is, of course, all about Lamont Hawkins, a.k.a. You God. Like many members of Wu-Tang, You God was raised by a single mother and raised by the streets of Staten Island. The mean streets, we can say that, right? The mean streets of Staten Island, to be precise. To quote You God, material stuff is so enticing when you don't have shit. My mom provided the bare minimum, but that was all she could afford. If I wanted to get fresh and have some money to eat, I had to come up with a plan. So that's a quote from You God's book, which I've talked about before, Raw, My Journey into the Wu-Tang, which, like I said, I mentioned earlier this week in our pre-party episode. And the plan that You God is referring to is, of course, the drug game in New York City in the 1980s, a game that got him arrested, got him sent to jail, got him nearly killed. That game, that plan, that life was tough to escape from. And if you listen to the episode, you know that just because you decide to leave that life behind does not mean that that life leaves you behind. You, God, like the rest of the guys in Wu-Tang, grew up listening to great music. All kinds of great music was happening at the time. Remember, this is the early 80s when he's coming up. It's the advent of hip-hop. And in U-God's case, his uncle brought cassette tapes around for him to check out and get into. Stuff like Grandmaster Flash, Dougie Fresh, Kool Moe Dee, Busy Bee. And the last two in particular engaged in one of the earliest and most iconic rap battles of all time, way back in 1981. Now, goes without saying, this was a time when music discovery was extremely different than it is today. And nowadays, it's endless the amount of music you can discover and the ease of which you can discover it. There's not just so much different content at your fingertips. There are so many different platforms you can go to and very easily find whatever it is that you're looking for or even not looking for. Okay, this is both good and bad. I can make both sides of that argument. This is a time, just remember, this is a time, this is my point. Again, you had to be somewhat lucky to discover incredible music if you were young and dumb, as most of us were at one point. If you were lucky, like I said, you had a cool uncle, an older brother, an older sister who would pass down tapes, records to you, maybe mixtapes if you were lucky enough because those were personalized. Those might have even been themed. Or if you were super lucky and you hit sort of the culture lottery and were born in New York City in the 70s and came up in the 80s, maybe you even caught something like Mr. Magic's Rap Attack on the radio, or maybe you even happened to see something as cool as Kool Moe Dee battling Busy Bee in person. It's hard to describe this to people discovering new music now. It's especially hard to describe it without sounding like an old bastard, but it got me thinking. What are some of the most memorable ways that you've discovered great music in your lifetime? Was it a cool uncle? Was it a mixtape? Was it someone in your high school? Maybe a crush, maybe a boyfriend, maybe a girlfriend, maybe an older brother or a sister? Or was it a radio station, a tiny little college station in a tiny little town somewhere that you happen to be able to tune in? Or was it something else? Okay. I want to know what your most memorable music discovery stories are. I've got two off the bat. I mentioned this in an interview before, so forgive me if some of you have heard this. But fourth grade, we moved to a new town, new house. I'm walking in my backyard. We just moved in, mind you. I don't have any friends. It's not raining, but it was like, you know, it's like a New England morning mist on the ground, kind of wet. Bam, right there, Led Zeppelin 1 in a cassette. Just, hey, here you go, Jake. We're just going to open up the rest of your life for you right here with this cassette. I mean, it was divine. I have no idea how that happened. I still don't know. I went in, I played it, and everything changed for me. I'm not exaggerating. I'd never really even heard Led Zeppelin before. If I did, I didn't know I did. Maybe I heard him on the radio. And then I find Led Zeppelin 1 in my backyard. Are you fucking kidding me? What are the chances in a pre-internet world? Another one. Another example that I've given before, probably in interviews, I'm not sure I've gotten into it in these bonus episodes. Maybe I have, forgive me if I have, but I'm going to tell you this story anyways. I'm in the sixth grade now, and I somehow convinced my stepfather, who I don't have a great relationship at the time, to bring me down to City Hall Music in Clinton, Mass, right on High Street, my hometown record store. There's some fucking stoner high school dropout behind the counter, and I go up and I try to buy or try to get my stepfather to pay for Those About to Rock, We Salute You by AC/DC, at which point the stoned record clerk convinces me, before he convinces me, he explains to me that there is a whole other incarnation of AC/DC that existed before Brian Johnson, which to my sixth grade brain had no concept of. I didn't know Bon Scott even existed. Never mind did I get or understand how much cooler Bon Scott era AC/DC was than Brian Johnson era AC/DC. Everything opened up for me there. I love Brian Johnson, but let's be cool. There's nothing cooler than Bon Scott AC/DC. Like, it just isn't. Okay, so those are two of my stories, two of my music discovery stories. 617-906-6638. Leave me a voicemail or send me a text and let me know what some of your music discovery stories are. Or let me know anything. Just leave me a voicemail, like this guy from the 571 on Bruce Springsteen.
Good morning, Jake. I hope you can hear me well. I am in the car. Long-time listener. I have to say that my favorite episode that you did, and I hope that you will do this type of episode again, is your Bruce Springsteen. The way you made stories from his songs was amazing. You know, I went after that episode and mainlined Bruce Springsteen into my vein, which I do with most of your episodes. As soon as you finish your stories about a band, I'll go, turn around, and go and just, like, binge that band's music, and it's a great way for me to spend my morning before work. I love it. So if we could get more of that, I would be super happy. I know you can't do that with, you know, every band, every song. You might have to interpret the lyrics, and it was probably a lot easier with that Bruce Springsteen album. But it was very enjoyable, and it really put me in the story. You know, I had to visualize in my brain what was going down and how everything played out. And I freaking loved it, man. And I hope to see more of that again. It was just fantastic. All right, Disco, I can't wait for the inevitable Cliff Burton episode. I know that one will be a good one, but I hope you have a good morning, sir.
All right, dude, I appreciate the message. Happy to hear these Disgraceland episodes are driving you deeper into the artist's musical catalogs. As for more episodes on the stories from the artist's songs, I think it depends on what types of songs we're talking about. With Springsteen's Nebraska, like you mentioned, these songs obviously lended themselves to this type of storytelling because a lot of the songs are true crime songs. They're literally about true crime events and true crime characters, Charlie Starkweather, Phil Testa, the Chicken Man. And that, of course, sits comfortably on our side of the street here in Disgraceland. But also, it was compelling for me with Nebraska to take this storytelling approach because a lot of the characters in the Nebraska songs, even the fictional ones, felt personal to me and where I grew up, like I just mentioned, Clinton, Mass., very blue collar, working class town. So I felt like I could really make something special happen with them. So I don't know. I mean, it depends. If we're talking, you know, Elton John songs, I don't know that I can get as much out of it as I did with Nebraska, but maybe I can. I need to look at it on a case by case basis. Either way, I like what you're opening up for me here. So I appreciate that. As for Cliff Burton, I've been working on something special for Cliff over the past year. And I hope to announce that sometime in the future. All right, let's check out this voicemail from the 443 in Baltimore, or as they say on the wire, Baltimore.
Hey, Jake. My name's Jake. I'm 28 years old. I live in Baltimore, Maryland. I was just thinking it would be cool if you did an episode on people who have overdosed. I'm an addict in recovery myself. So, you know, you already did Amy Winehouse, but you got Mac Miller, you got Juice WRLD, you got XXXTentacion, lots of them. So, yeah, I didn't know if that would maybe be a good idea for an episode or not. I know Juice WRLD would. I know people would eat that shit up for sure. But, yeah, regardless, my number is 443, if you want to call me back or whatever. But either way, I hope you're having a great day. Okay, bye.
All right, thank you for the message. Your name got dropped from the call, so I did not catch it. That wasn't me cutting it out. But welcome to Disgraceland. Happy to hear you're in recovery. Keep going. So we did do an episode on Juice WRLD, but it's currently unavailable. However, we will be making it available and releasing it next month. As for the others that you mentioned, Kurt Cobain, Mac Miller, XXXTentacion, Amy Winehouse, we've got episodes on all those artists. They're in the feed right now. And we've also got an episode on Lil Peep. So check those out. Let me know if you have any troubles finding them. Hit me back, 617-906-6638. Let's check out this voicemail from the 401.
Jake, David from the 401. I have so many questions. I don't even know if this tape is going to be long enough. First of all, can you elaborate on the exclusive Amazon era of Disgraceland and why it's taken you guys so long to get all your content back and up on iTunes and whatnot? I don't know if it's a legal situation, if you can't get into it, but I find that side of the business very interesting. Also, I would like to know if you heard about Lamb of God lead singer Randy Blythe and what happened to him in the Czech Republic, allegedly pushing a fan off the stage, and the kid ended up getting hurt, and he ended up doing a year in jail. I just didn't know if there was an episode there or if that type of music is just too heavy for Disgraceland format. Also, being from the 401, I would love your input on local bands, mainly from Massachusetts. Killswitch Engage, All That Remains, The Boston's, The Dropkicks, you know, all the greatest hits. Just wondering how you feel about the New England scene, considering that you were in a band yourself. I appreciate all the content. Love the shows. Keep it going. Rock and roll.
All right, David, on Amazon, real quick, just to answer your question here as quickly and as in the most non-boring way that I can. The podcast, we launched this independently. We then signed a sales and distribution deal with iHeart. Just so you know what that means, if you don't already, it means that they basically agree to license the content and then they go and they sell it for you. We did the same thing with Amazon after that. And the only difference was the content was to be made exclusive to Amazon. That helps them. It helps them bring in new listeners, et cetera, for their new podcasting platform that they were launching at the time. And we've since moved on from that deal at the beginning of 2023. So we're releasing all of our previously exclusive content into the wide, wide world of podcasting. That's really it. I don't know. You know, I guess the one more part of your question is why don't we release it all at once? And the reason is because it's just overwhelming. There's too much of it and we need to spread it out over some months, weeks, et cetera. But we will have it all out by the end of this year. There's only six more episodes, I believe, that are still in the archive and they'll be released very shortly. Okay. Appreciate the question. Oh, you get more to your question here. I'm seeing here. As for Boston bands, my favorite Boston bands for the hardcore / heavy music scene would be number one, Slapshot. Number two, the original Wrecking Crew with original singer Glenn Dudley. Number three, Eye for an Eye. Number four, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Number five, I want to say the Lemonheads, but they're not heavy enough, so I'm going to go with Doom Riders instead, even though they have one of my ex-bandmates in the band, and I'm biased. Cave-In would be a close sixth. All right, guys, you know how to get in touch with me. 617-906-6638. Hit me up on any topic that you like. We're storming through this Wu-Tang series, wrapping it up midway through October. We're close to the end, then we're coming at you with some serious Halloween content for the rest of the month. So, you know, call me. Let me know what you think of the Wu-Tang series. Let me know what your favorite musical discovery moments are, some of the experiences you had in finding some of your favorite bands. Let me know your favorite as we get into Halloween. This is what I really want to talk about. Let me know your favorite Disgraceland Halloween episodes. All right. 617-906-6638. Favorite Disgraceland Halloween episodes. Is it Black Sabbath, AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Big Lurch? What are your favorite spooky Disgraceland episodes? 617-906-6638 to let your beautiful voices be heard. I'm going to give my voice a rest and drink some tea. I'll be back at you in a flash with your texts. Okay, listen, if you're one of the few people out there who's new to podcasts, new to Disgraceland, new to true crime, if you have not already listened to the wildly popular and hysterically funny and informative podcast, My Favorite Murder, hosted by my friends Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark on the Exactly Right Network, then what are you waiting for? You got to check out My Favorite Murder. In each episode, they're going to tell you stories about infamous serial killers, cold cases, incredible survivor stories. And listen, these guys are wildly popular for a reason. They have an incredible chemistry. They're hysterical. They're smart as all get up. And you're instantly going to feel like they're long lost friends. They've got great new episodes on the subjects I've already mentioned, but they've got this whole treasure trove of back episodes, including well-known stories from true crime and music history, like the deaths of Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen, the murder of pop singer Selena, and now the infamous story of the Cocaine Bear. I've known Karen and Georgia since the beginning of my sort of foray into podcasting. They've been heroes of mine. I was on their podcast in March of 2022 to share my hometown story about a prison break party that I attended in high school. And they told me it was one of their most popular episodes. So you can check that out as well. Listen to My Favorite Murder wherever you listen to podcasts. Brand new episodes drop every Thursday. Hey, Discos, it's Jake here. Thank you so much for listening to Disgraceland. Your support truly means a lot to me, and it's because of you that my team and I are able to make this show. If you want more Disgraceland, if you want more regular interactions with me and the community of Disgraceland listeners, or if you simply want to listen to the show ad-free, go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. For just $5 a month, you can listen to every episode of Disgraceland ad-free. Plus, you'll get one brand new exclusive episode every month. You'll also get weekly unscripted bonus content, special audio collections, and early access to merch and events. There are two ways that you can support the show and become a member at disgracelandpod.com/membership. You can sign up using Patreon and listen to the show ad-free on Apple, Spotify, and most other major podcast platforms. And Patreon members also get access to all the other perks of membership and an always-on chat where I'll be interacting with you and diving deeper into the world of Disgraceland. But maybe you're currently an Apple Podcast subscription listener and you want to just tap into all the bonus audio content and ad-free listening that we're offering. We're also offering this membership as a premium channel on Apple Podcasts. However you choose to join, all you got to do is go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. Support the show for just $5 a month, $5, or sign up for an annual plan and get 2 months free. Come join me and your fellow discos at Disgraceland All Access by visiting disgracelandpod.com/membership. Hey Discos, jumping in here quickly to tell you about a new giveaway that we put together especially for Disgraceland fans. Listen to this. We teamed up with our friends at Tivoli Audio and D'Angelico Guitar, two legendary brands in audio, to award one of you a prize pack that includes the all-new Tivoli Audio songbook paired with a limited edition D'Angelico electric guitar. The songbook is an incredible vintage-inspired sound system, and you can plug your D'Angelico guitar right into it. It's also got an analog EQ and a 10-hour rechargeable battery so you can take your music and your favorite podcast anywhere. Go to disgracelandcontest.com to see the prize pack and drop your email address to enter for free. Must be a U.S. resident to win. Visit disgracelandcontest.com for full details. That's disgracelandcontest.com. Rock a rolla. Check 1, 2. All right, we are back. And I know I said I was going to start with some text, but I'm actually going to start with some DMs because I've been neglecting the DMs and I apologize. Social media has just been, it's been tough to navigate for me lately. It's just been, I got a lot going on and I find it to be, how do I say this politely? A time suck. But I don't like neglecting you guys. So let's do some DMs before I do a bunch of texts and then I feel like not doing DMs. Okay, we'll do the DMs and we'll do the text. So this one on Facebook from Jeff, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Batustic says, I really enjoy your work and the detail you put into it. I'm curious if you ever did an episode on one of my favorite rock bands that I saw 9 times, the Ramones. Thank you for your hard work. You got it, Jeff. And yes, we have done an episode on the Ramones. You can find that in the archive. It's available now wherever you get your podcasts. And though we were talking about music discovery earlier, the way I discovered the Ramones is worth mentioning here, I think, and a little apropos, as they say. I discovered the Ramones through my dad. My dad showed up one day and was like, hey, we're going to go see my band play. And we're opening up for this band, and they're an important band. They're called the Ramones. And he described them to me. I was at the time probably 10, 9, maybe 9. Yeah, I think I was maybe 8, actually. And he described them as being very important. I remember that. And then I didn't know what that meant. But I remember he said, they're like the Beach Boys, but they're very, very loud. And that meant something to me because I was all about the Beach Boys at that period in my life. You know, Barbara Moran era Beach Boys, not Pet Sounds. But anyways, tying a little music discovery into Jeff's text on the Ramones. Jeff, go get that Ramones episode. It's in the archive right now. This message comes on Facebook from Natalie Stewart, who writes, Jake, I suspect I'm at least the 101st listener to say this weekend that the Replacements' Tim Let It Bleed remaster is a glorious must-listen. Hi from Australia. Well, Natalie, I'm going to take your word for it. I have not listened to it yet. I'm holding it back. I'm waiting. I'm in the middle of a move slash new studio setup, and I want to get my stereo fully set up so that I can really, truly enjoy, sit down and listen to this and enjoy it. I'm just not there yet, but psyched to hear that you're into it. I read a bad review of it last night on the internet, but I'm going to go with your take on it, Natalie. So thank you. Teresa Beers writes in, I've been trying to binge these podcasts on Amazon Music. For some reason, the podcast restarts in the middle and I miss the endings of some. Well, Teresa, that sucks. That's not fucking cool, man. But usually this is the type of thing that's a player problem. It's local to your device. I would suggest reinstalling the Amazon Music app and giving it a go, and I'm sure that'll take care of your issues. Okay, Teresa? Thanks for reaching out. This is me, Jake, in tech support. All right, Jason Ramsey writes in, excellent storytelling, all episodes consistently riveting. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. All right, let's see. What else we got? Janine Kerr on Instagram writes in, and all it is a image that she took. It says, presidents are temporary. Wu-Tang is forever. And it says, perfect election sign. And I would say, hear, hear to that. I agree, Janine. Thank you. Wu-Tang is forever. My man Aaron writes in on Instagram, that's my bro's brew, bruh. It's a picture of the Rockarola in the cooler out in the wild at some liquor store. I'm not sure where Aaron is. Aaron's from Maine, actually, so I'm betting that's in Maine. If you guys live in Maine or New England, you know, go there, get a 4-pack of Rockarola Disgraceland beer, gluten-free for those who don't do the gluten, like me. I do it sometimes, but I try not to. All right, Justin Geisner, if I'm saying that correctly, on Instagram writes in, give this playlist a listen, Anthology Discography, and it's a John Carpenter anthology of movie themes from 1974 to, what does that say, 1993? Is that right? My eyes are bad. It says it's the best of John Carpenter's movie music, Disgraceland, Badlands combo, plus he married Adrian Barbeau. Deuces. Yeah, I'm pumped on this, man. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it. Very Halloween-y. Digging it. I have this thing where I put the soundtrack for The Fog on in front of my 5-year-old and I start talking like this and he freaks the fuck out. Doesn't matter what I say. I can be like, it's time for bed. We need to get your blanket. And when The Fog is playing in the background, it just fuck. I'm such a shitty dad. Anyways. All right. Let's move on here. Do a little text messages. Like I said, 617-906-6638 to send a text. If you don't want to get in touch with me, if you want to send, do this on DM at Disgraceland Pod, Instagram, X, and Facebook, as we just mentioned, but let's do some texts. All right. This one comes in from the 252. Low hanging fruit here, Jake. Jan Wiener's a sleepy blowjob. This is in response to the pre-party question where I asked for, I asked you guys to work Jan Wiener's name into a fictional porn movie. So 252 writes in, Jan Wiener's A Sleepy Blowjob Plot. The story of a young woman, Stacy, a self-made millionaire who has never experienced that deep love, finds herself strangely attracted to Kevin, a mild-mannered tax attorney who moonlights as a writer. Oh boy, I'm not going to go on here. There's a lot of rough sex stuff and three ways. And wow, 252 is going for it. 252, I'm going to name you Jeremy. Jeremy, appreciate the text. Not going to get into all the X-rated parts of it, but let's keep going here. The 706 writes in, just finished the mini episode, and as for the Bob Dylan question, I'm going to be blasphemous for a few of these as a warning. Nirvana, Linkin Park, and Soundgarden, just to name a few. Then the little devil in me just screamed out having him do a song with Eminem, simply because why the fuck not? Take care and keep up the great storytelling. This is a reference to the question of who would you want to see backing Bob Dylan? Well, you know, Linkin Park, Soundgarden, and Nirvana all have dead guys in those bands, or I should say not in those bands, so Eminem. Bob Dylan and Eminem. That would be worth the price of entry simply for the shit show factor. I'd like to see Eminem and Bob Dylan arguing together. That'd be fucking great. All right, the 954 writes in, hey, Jake, listening to your podcast, totally hooked and love your shows, Disgraceland and Badlands. Really love the Mama Cass Disgraceland episode. I find the fact that Sharon Tate and Charles Manson at a party together just brings me chills. Keep doing what you're doing. You are amazing. Hey, 954, we've got this other podcast called The Badlands, as you know, right? And in Badlands, we did two mirror episodes to the Mama Cass episodes. We did two Sharon Tate episodes, and I encourage you to go check those out if you have not already. Kind of a Rashomon thing. All right. All right. Let's see. What else? All right. This one from the 404 writes in. All right. Hey, an old student-ish that I have lost touch with since his divorce and his move called your show today. We had the same discussion back in 2008 at the Waffle House. I know his voice from anywhere. Hearing made my heart soften. Thank you. Well, you got it. This is coming from who? This person does not give their name. Or do they? Let me go back through these texts here that aren't apropos. No. Oh, yeah. Matthew. This person's name is Matthew. I know because I responded to a voicemail. So, Ish, your teacher Matthew wrote in and wants to connect. So there you go. That's Disgraceland, bringing people together. All right, what else we got here? Let's see. From the 412 on the question of who do we want backing Bob Dylan, says, hey, Jake, I want Bob Dylan to front Nirvana. Sounds crazy, but I think with slower songs, it would work. I think you're, you know, you may be right. And I would love to hear that. That would be incredible. All right, let's do one more. All right, this one from the 831. This person writes in, it's a link to the news about the arrest in the Tupac Shakur case, and writes, Tupac update episode, to which I answer, yes, most definitely, but I need more information. There's definitely more than this out there than we're getting here so far. Hopefully something happens in this case that allows the information to be disseminated quickly. Once that happens, I will update the episodes. You got it. You heard it here first. All right, 617-906-6638. You guys want to leave me a voicemail? You want to send me a text? That's how you do it. At Disgraceland Pod to DM me. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back in a flash with your recommendations. All right, we are back, and this is the recommendations part. The recommendations part, the part where we recommend the things that need recommending, the recommendations part. All right, I've been prepping for this interview that I'm about to do with a friend of mine for his hardcore zine, and it's got me listening to a ton of classic hardcore. Since I spoke about Boston hardcore earlier, I'm going to top five my favorite New York hardcore bands in order, give you guys one album each to go check out if you're not a fan yet of any of these artists that I mentioned, but you're looking for a place to start. Number five, Murphy's Law, Back with a Bong. Number four, Leeway, Born to Expire. Number three, Quicksand, Slip. Number two, Sick of It All, Blood, Sweat, and No Tears. Number one, Cro-Mags, Age of Quarrel. All right, so I've been getting, the reason I did this also is because I've been getting DMs. We've been talking a lot about heavy music. Been getting DMs from a lot of you that I really appreciate on new, modern, heavy stuff. So I just started thinking, like I said, I'm prepping for this interview. And part of the interview is I have to come up with three songs that really mean something to me from the hardcore scene. And the three of them are going to come from this pile of five that I just mentioned. I thought, hey, this might make for some good recommendations for you guys if you're interested in New York hardcore or old school hardcore. All right. You heard me mention this before. It is the Halloween season. I fucking love the Halloween season. I don't like dressing up, but I like all the content, all the Halloween content that surrounds the Halloween season. And for the past 2 years, my wife and I have had these pretty epic Halloween parties, dinner parties, I should say, not parties, but dinner parties, where we've invited like, you know, 14, 16 friends over. We've had some great food, and I've had this Halloween mix that I've been adding to for the last couple years. So I thought, all right, I can only pick five Halloween songs. What are they? What are the five Halloween songs? If I could only listen to five this Halloween season, what would they be? And here they are in reverse order. Number five, Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen. If you've seen Donnie Darko, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Number four, Gimme Danger by The Stooges, which most people I don't think associate with Halloween, but I don't care because it is creepy. It is a creepy sounding fucking tune, as is Midnight Blues by Detroit Cobras, which I also don't think people are going to associate with Halloween. Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio. This song, man, it comes on and, you know, it's just hard to slow down. It's hard for me to pump the brakes. Number one, classic Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. Okay, those are my top five. You can only pick five Halloween songs. What are they? 617-906-6638 to let me know. Hard for me not to put Venus of Avenue D by Mink DeVille on this list because it's not intentionally spooky, but if I were walking through Alphabet City in the 1970s on Halloween, I'm pretty sure I'd get jumped by the chick who is described in this song, but that's another story. All right, again, 617-906-6638 to give me your top five Halloween songs. Leave me a voicemail. Send me a text. Do What You Gotta Do. That, incidentally, is another great song, Do What You Gotta Do by Al Wilson, so there's that recommendation. Check that shit out. Check it out on the Blood Ties soundtrack, and then go check out the film, blood ties with Billy Crudup and hit me back when you're at the bottom of that bottle bawling your eyes out to Al Wilson. I'll be here for you. Come on back and see me when you can, as the man says. All right, I am in a Halloween mood. Got a Halloween head, which is the name of an incredible Ryan Adams song that should probably be on my list of top five Halloween songs. But that reminds me of the Ryan Adams video for Give Me Something Good with Elvira, which is certainly one of the best Halloween music videos. But what are the others? All right, hit me up. Top five, our favorite Halloween music videos. All right, actually, how about we hold that one for next week? Hit me with your top five Halloween music videos. We'll get into it in the recommendations part of next week's after party. All right, we got a lot we went through here. I want your top five Halloween videos. I want your top five Halloween songs. I want to know the interesting ways in which you discovered music. 617-906-6638 for all of that, voicemail and text, or at Disgrace Slam Pod on the socials. I'm going to take a quick break, pay some bills, come back and recap this bitch. All right, let's recap, shall we? Number one, a new episode of You God, the seventh episode in our serialized season on Wu-Tang Clan, is in your Disgraceland feeds right now. Number two, over in the Badlands feed, we've got a brand new trailer for season nine. That's right, a brand new season, nine seasons of Badlands. Who is in it, you ask? Well, you got to go check out the trailer to find out, all right? Go over to the Badlands feed, subscribe, follow right over there. Number three, next week in the Disgraceland feed, right here, we are dropping a new episode on Old Dirty Bastard number four. My number, 617-906-6638. Call me on the telephone or text me or at Disgraceland Pod. I want to know your Halloween favorites, your top five Halloween songs, your top five Halloween videos. What are they? Let me know, 617-906-6638. Okay, my moment of bliss, me reading you the phone book from New York, New York in 1967, 3 years before You God was born in New York City. Hawkins. Hayward, 4895 St. Mark's Avenue, ST9-3480. Hawkins, Helen, 479 4th Ave, New York, 9-4156. Hawkins, Hess, B461 Grand Avenue, MA2-8784. Hawkins, Iris, 187 Rochester Avenue, SL6-8897. Hawkins, Isidore Hawkins, 466 Marcy Avenue, 643-9279. Hawkins, Jeanette Hawkins, 15495-142-1709. Hawkins, John, 22
Quit talking and start mixing.
Cut it!